Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for July 19th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm asking you, who doesn't want more love? You know, it's great to read of how God has arranged to pour more love into my life. I certainly need more of His love filling me and spilling out of me. You see, I've learned over the years that I'm not capable on my own of being a fountain of godliness. I'm never going to be good enough to keep my soul and the souls of others refreshed in a meaningful way. If I'm not being filled by God, I become a small pond that relies on the random rain clouds of good circumstances or my random good deeds in order to have any living water within me. It is so much better to be spring-fed than to be dependent on such clouds that are too erratic in their appearing. Spring-fed as in the springs of living water that Jesus described to the woman at the well in John 4:13-14. Which water supply do you think would be of more interest to the people who watch my life? A flowing spring or a sometimes murky pond? You get the point. I was stirred to write the above after reading from Romans 5:1-5 yesterday morning in the One-Year Bible. After reminding us that we have access to God's peace through faith, the Apostle Paul wrote that we are to rejoice in all situations because of the hope for heaven that we have as believers. That means rejoicing in sufferings because they produce perseverance, and rejoicing in perseverance because it produces character, and rejoicing in character because it produces hope, and rejoicing in hope because hope does not disappoint. Why? Verse 5 says this: because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. I don't believe Paul was referring to a one-shot dispensation whereby somebody's baptized into Christ, receives the Holy Spirit, as Acts 2:38 says, gets a download one time, and then goes through the rest of his or her life on earth rationing out the use of that quota from the Holy Spirit through his or her life. Instead, I believe the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives as a personal, empowering gift from God provides an ongoing, tangible fountain in our minds, our hearts, our souls that reassure us that God exists, that God loves, God oversees, God empowers, God forgives, God restores, and that He does all these things and many more for His faithful. Now notice something significant about verse 5. Paul used the word poured in terms of God's love being poured out. It's not dripped out. It's not even sprinkled out. It's poured. This tells me there's nothing chintzy about the promise of God. It is the offer of abundance, given with generosity so that the person and love and purposes of God might flow through us into the lives of others. Now, the only way that I can receive an increasing measure of refreshing inspiration and empowerment from God is to pour out what I've already received into the lives of others. If I don't, I'm backed up. I'm a pond. This is an assessment that I need to make daily. Am I passing on to others what the Holy Spirit is pouring into me from the Father above? If I'm not passing it on, I am becoming a pond, and this is not God's plan. Whatever there is that has dammed up your stream of personal ministry to others, my friends, break up the logjam. Forgive others if that's what's blocking the flow. Repent of materialistic selfishness if that's what's blocking the flow. Move the computer into the family room if that's what's needed to keep the screen clear of filth and to keep it from blocking the flow. Colossians 3:17 says, "Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all for the glory of God." My friends, pull out the logs and then pray that God pours on the love. That way, as others see how God's love helps you convert suffering into hope, they'll see a tangible form of how God can pour the love into their lives. As always, I love you, Martin.